Governor Charlie Crist has signed a bill into law that allows Florida residents to keep guns locked in their cars at work. The bill says businesses cannot prohibit employees or customers from keeping a legally owned gun locked inside their cars, as long as the owner has a permit to carry a concealed weapon. Some sites, schools, prisons, nuclear power plants, military facilities, and buildings that store explosives would still be off limits. Adam Babington is the director of coalitions and initiatives with the Florida Chamber of Commerce. He says his group will now sue in court to stop the law from being enacted.
Yes, along with the Florida Retail Federation, we have retained noted lawyer Barry Richard to lead our legal efforts to challenge this legislation in court. So you'll be seeing legal action from us in the very near future.
This was the third time that the National Rifle Association pushed hard for the bill's passage in Tallahassee, but the first time it has succeeded here in Florida. Arthur Hayhoe is the director of the Florida Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. WMNF asked him why he thought the NRA was successful this time around.
And if you look at the amendments involved, there were over 40 in 3 years. Look at the huge amount of time that this issue consumed our legislature. But it doesn't make any difference. If the NRA wants it, that's what they're going to get. This is bill number 15 that the NRA has passed since 1985, and I've been up there for every one of them, and with the exception of one, we've lost every one. This is just this legislature, Republican legislature's time to confirm its place and its support for gun owners and the NRA, especially with an election coming up.
Adam Babington from the Florida Chamber said the NRA softened enough portions of the bill this year to make it palatable for enough Republicans in the legislature to support it.
Well, I think this year what you saw is a desire on behalf of the legislature to really make this issue go away. For the past 2 years, they've seen really a flawed piece of legislation put in front of them that they correctly decided that had no business passing. And this year, they modified it to limit it to concealed weapon permit holders, and they watered it down in some other areas as well. And I think what the legislature felt, and I think what the governor ultimately felt, is that this struck a balance between gun owners and property owners. Now, we disagree because, as we said from the very beginning, we didn't think this issue was about gun rights. We felt that fundamentally this is about property rights, and about who makes the final decision over what's allowed on someone's property, the property owner or the government.
Oklahoma, Alaska, Kentucky, and Mississippi have similar laws, although in Oklahoma, an appellate court barred the state from enforcing the legislation on grounds that it was unconstitutional. Critics say the measure usurps business owners' rights to determine what happens on their property and puts workers and managers at risk from disgruntled employees. Dozens of workplace shootings occur every year in the U.S., and studies have shown that job sites where guns are permitted are more likely to suffer workplace homicides than those whose guns are prohibited. Arthur Hayhoe with the Florida Coalition to Stop Gun Violence says he thought groups like the Florida Chamber went too soft in opposing the law this year so as to not offend gun owners.
For example, Mark Wilson, the head of Florida Chamber of Commerce, sent me a very nasty letter complaining about all the nasty things I've said about Marion Hammer. Now, I thought I was the only one that got the copy of that letter, but apparently it went to all the newspapers. So, you know, they still want to play themselves both ends against the middle, be the friend of the gun owner, and still be opposed to this.
But Adam Babington from the Florida Chamber of Commerce said anybody who paid attention to the hearings in the legislature would hardly think his group was not aggressively trying to stop the Bring Your Guns to Work law from being enacted.
I don't really believe that if you went and talked to the National Rifle Association that you felt that they would feel that we were being light on them. I think that we made the arguments that we did because that's what we fundamentally believe. I think looking back, there's probably nothing we would have changed about the way we pursued this legislation. At the end of the day, the legislature and the governor decided that the only way this bill was going to pass was in a very watered-down form that only affected less than 500,000 Floridians. So I don't think that our approach in terms of focusing on our property rights at the end of the day affected the legislature's decision to pass the bill.